The American dream moves north. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We are now in the third national healthcare debate that I've witnessed anyway, and it's a uniquely American debate. We are the only developed nation still deeply puzzled about whether citizens should be guaranteed healthcare, as this fellow will cheerfully point out.
America's still a great country, but when you start taking a look at the numbers, may not be as great as some of the other countries nearby, including Canada.
Former Canadian diplomat and economist Scott Gilmore, whose latest article says that if America really wants to achieve greatness, it needs to copy Canada, and especially its single-payer healthcare system.
One of the greatest barriers to upward mobility in the United States is healthcare costs. A broken arm can lead to you living under a bridge, and that simply just doesn't happen in Canada, which is why the social mobility in Canada, you're twice as likely to go from the poorest to the richest quintile than you are in the United States.
And as a Canadian conservative, he wants American conservatives to know that equal health care means less government spending.
If everybody's healthy, if everybody's getting good medical care, we don't have the exploding costs that what the government has to spend on it, and we have a much more thriving workforce and a much more thriving economy as a result.
And you may ask, what's so different about Canada's DNA? Nothing.
Canada, like the United States, was built on this idea that all men were created equal and everyone deserves an equal chance. And so we recognized equal care for all and equal medical care for all was an important Canadian value.
That's what's so galling about Canadians. They steal Jefferson's words and then they take them seriously. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.